The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America.
All right, let's take America back. Duke Soul here on the broadcast 5 days a week. This is Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller. He's feeling a little under the weather, but he'll be back tomorrow with a great guest. You're not going to want to miss that. Peter Neese will be on with him, and that should be a show for the record books. But we've been taking calls all last hour, and I want to carry on that phone call taking to this hour. And I'll start with a caller from Connecticut. Tony's on the line. And Tony, we'll take your call. But when we come back, we're going to have John Goodvimes. Who the hell is John Goodvimes? What kind of name is John Goodvimes? Well, John is my executive producer of the Bob Tuscan Show, and he has some news stories for us that we're going to pick through, dissect with a razor blade that is John Goodvimes, and we'll get to that. And later this hour, we'll talk about the Nagel situation, CPS, Child Protection Services, kidnapping and torturing an infant from the get-go of its birth, literally taking the baby off of his mother's breast and subsequently torturing him. This is a nightmarish story that you're not going to want to miss, and I know you'll be outraged about it. And after I tell you about it, I want you to act and do something about it. At the end of the day, we can sit here and talk about this craziness that is Child Protection Services, but if we don't try to help this family out, then, well, we're no good. We're just a part of the problem. Anyways, Tony in Connecticut, you're on the air with Bob Tuscan. What's up?
Hey, Bob, great show.
Thanks.
You know, there's a lot on the internet regarding an Indian man who has survived, supposedly is being studied by various universities for, I think it was 7 decades without food or water, just living on sunlight. And I know there's a lot of BS on the internet. I want to know if you've covered this. And secondly, how do you discern on the internet, because there's so much information between truth and BS?
Well, it's tough, but you have to have a firm background in critical thinking, which is actually one of my expertise. And I study something called the trivium, which starts with grammar and then looks at logic and then rhetoric, and is kind of a process that puts information through the rigmarole of this critical thinking known as the trivium. And that's really all you can do. You can apply certain critical, logical rules, look at and identify the logical fallacies. But you have to do that with an open mind. So that being said, you have to be able to entertain a thought without necessarily accepting it, and at the same time not discounting it. And that's kind of what I do when I hear stories like this guy who claims to be a breatharian. Now, I found studies that showed he was observed for a couple weeks by some medical establishment in India, and they attested to the fact that he really did live without food and water. Now, they could have been compromised. There could have been more to that. So I'm not totally sold on this case. And really, it kind of defies logic in a sense that we know the human body, after a certain period of time without food and water, and this is pretty clear as day, but I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty safe in saying that we need food and water to live, and if you don't have it, you die. Bottom line.
So you don't buy it. I don't buy it either.
All right. Thanks for the call, though, buddy. I appreciate it. We got to take another quick break, and we'll be back.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com. What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord, 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, 313-9443 on a plethora of different topics, a cornucopia of different issues. And now we have John, my executive producer, with us as well. I'll go ahead and bring John up. Hey, John, thanks for riding shotgun with me. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thanks for having me on.
No worries. I hear there's a snowquester going on in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it's pretty much gone for the most part now. We got a lot of snow, and then we got some more rain today, and it kind of melted it all away, but it's still a mess out there.
They're dubbing the snowstorm in Washington, which I thought was pretty clever, as the Snowquester. Anyways, they'll do anything to use these labels, you know, fiscal cliff, the debt
anything
ceiling.
Anything to hype it up.
Yeah, exactly. The fiscal cliff, debt ceiling, the sequester. I mean, come on, folks. Let's get to the root of the issue here, which we all know is found with the Federal Reserve banking cartel. Anyways, John has some top stories for us to get into, and we'll do so in a minute. But I want to take any calls that we have on the line. Fred in California is with us. What's up, Fred?
Good afternoon. Hey. I got an interesting story for the both of you to hear. I'm disabled, a lot of pain, and have been since 1987. When the towers dropped in 2001, I noticed two things. The looks in Bush's eyes. And two, if you look at the first footage of the Pentagon, you'll notice that there are men in three-piece suits, ties, and they're picking debris up and throwing it on a flatbed truck. And this is a crime scene, folks. They hadn't even got the fire out yet. But I started reading history instead of novels from that point because I want to find out what the heck is going on here. I eventually got to oil, and then about 2008, I got into studying currencies, and I was reading a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. Now, I get shuttled to my doctor's offices. I can't drive. So this new shuttle driver was taking me, and he looked at that book, and he said, geez, what made you want to read that? And so we got the discussion, and to make the long story short, after about a year, I asked this fellow, I said, first off, he just got back from pulling 6 years working for the central bank in the treasury in Moscow. He was, had all sorts of degrees in economics and whatever. And so he just got back, he started the shuttle service. But I did finally ask him one question, and that was this. What was the biggest thing you learned in those 6 years working over there? And this is what he told me. He said, Fred, get out of dollar-based assets. The Federal Reserve is going to bring down the dollar. You want to get into gold and silver. And this was probably in January of 2008.
Yeah, gold back then, what was it, $700, $800 an ounce?
Yeah, so you know, I changed all my financial program over, you know, accordingly, and haven't regretted it since. But I continue reading. What brought me to your show was a book written by Ron McDonald. There, they own it all, including you. And you've got a really good show. I've been listening for 3 months now. My frustration is that all I can do is read and listen to talk shows during the night because I can't sleep too well. Is how many talk shows will not want to discuss anything having to do with our currency? It's really amazing. Maybe they're too intimidated. I don't know.
Well, I think we take for granted some of the holes within our fractional reserve banking system. It's not done deliberately a lot of times. You know, things that people don't cover, you can never say are necessarily done in a deliberate manner. Anytime I have the opportunity to talk about our market, you know, we have the recent news of the Dow and the NASDAQ at a record high. I try to point out exactly what the root of our currency is, this fractional reserve banking system, how money is debt. And we do try to talk about that in great detail whenever we have the opportunity. In fact, if you ask me, that's probably one of the most fascinating of topics. And absolutely, it's something that most people take for granted. Most people take for granted money. They don't think, you know, what is this money? What does it really represent? What's really, involved here? And I know John, my executive producer, has done a great bit of study on that topic. John, you want to respond?
Yeah, actually, this very topic is what I'm going to be covering at this year's Free Your Mind conference. I'm going to be proposing an alternative commodity-backed currency, which includes gold and silver as well as food and all sorts of other things.
You know, my I don't want to cut you off because you've got other callers. I just want to make one statement, though. You know, I've talked to some pretty well-renowned and known talk show hosts on other stations that just have no idea what it is in their pocket, you know?
What is money? That's the biggest question of all, you know, and nobody really even wants to delve into that topic.
And I thought that my disability was taking me away from enjoying life and finding out about things. But what I finally realized back in 2008, you know, with this shuttle driver, that actually my disability enabled me to learn what's really going on in this world, you know. It's absolutely amazing. I had no idea where it would take me. And I just want to congratulate both of you for addressing this topic among others, because, you know, we're being watched right now, and we're being recorded, absolutely, and I don't care anymore. I just want to say that keep going, because talk shows, especially yours, this network and the subjects that you cover, now this is our last really vestige of a republic that we've got, that we can communicate and share, you know, ideas. And
well, right on. We're going to continue to use it for as long as we can. Fred, I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Good to hear from you. And John, you mentioned the Free Your Mind Conference, and I'm glad you did, because I'll be speaking as well. The Free Your Mind Conference is a three-day symposium of many different whistleblowers and researchers on the topic of the occult, monetary policy, mind control, you name it. And I urge all of the listeners right now who are not familiar with the Free Your Mind Conference, I was privileged to speak at the first Free Your Mind Conference. This will be the second Free Your Mind Conference. Go to the website, freeyourmindconference.com. That's freeyourmindconference.com. And if you can make it to Philly, please come and say hello. I look forward to seeing you face to face. Now, John, I think that your speech is going to be monumental. And if they can't see it, I would hope that it would be put out there for the public to catch after the fact. And it will be. So all of these talks from the various speakers and thinkers will be available after the fact. But if you can, help us out with the conference and come and see it, especially if you're in the Northeast. Again, freeyourmindconference.com. All right, there's my plug. John, let's talk about some news. So we got a lot to get to here in a short amount of time, because I still want to get to that.
Do you want to hear zombies or SPLC?
Let's start with the SPLC, and we'll tease the zombies for the next segment, because that's a big story. But the Southern Poverty Law Center is added again, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, yours truly made their list way back when. No surprise there. But now what are they getting involved with? They sent Eric Holder a letter. Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm sure this is some kind of publicity stunt. I'm sure that he knew that this letter was coming. I'm sure that this was probably all well planned in advance.
Right.
But he got a letter from the SPLC saying that, quote, conspiracy-minded groups and patriot groups have been rising in numbers at an extreme amount, and a lot of it was even provoked by the recent gun control measures that are put into place. So now this has even increased the rise of this movement tenfold, they're saying. And they're saying that it's a serious problem. They equated gun owners with racists in the letter. It's really pretty crazy. And, you know, they've been coming out over the past year or so, writing up any activist group that you know, takes any interest in liberty, or that isn't asking the government to do something, you know, to take other people's money or whatever.
Which is basically everyone listening right now, whether they belong to an organization or not, they're all on the SPLC watch list, folks. Watch out, because they're coming after you. Oh, geez, what a joke. John, I'm glad you're covering that story. We got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll wrap things up with our executive producer, John Goodvibes, and talk about the Nevada politician who has uncovered FEMA plans for a, quote, catch this, zombie UFO crash disaster drill this coming April 27th. Don't go anywhere.
A American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Spot Uskin. Check out my show 5 days a week at 10 p.m. Eastern. Now, John, I'm completely out of breath because I just ran back into my studio. Oh, geez. But tell me, or should we be afraid of a Nevada politician who has uncovered, or not him, but what he has uncovered, rather, of a FEMA plan for a zombie UFO crash?
This guy actually seems pretty cool, and you know how I feel about politicians. Let's just fire them all and make them get real jobs. But this guy, David Lurie Vanderbeek, it seems like he has done, I guess, liberty-minded things in the past, and he seems to be some activist who just has gotten into politics in the past few years. And he saw right on the FEMA website, they said, zombie UFO crash disaster, full-scale exercise. Says there are two scenarios, mass casualty and rope rescue. all Latah County first responders and nearby counties will be participating. CERT will be assisting in the EOC and other duties as deemed necessary. I'm not sure what those acronyms are, but this guy basically took a screenshot immediately and posted a blog post about it, and it went viral, and then FEMA took the page down. But they didn't take the page down entirely. They just said this is now a private event or something to that effect. And now get this. This is the interesting thing. He ended up writing to Sandy Rollins, who is listed as the contact person, and saying this is taxpayer-funded. We deserve to know. And, you know, the media asked him if he believed this. UFOs existed, and he posted on his website, this is pretty crazy. He says, personally, I do not believe in UFOs or zombies, and neither does anyone in the federal government. Now, I kind of disagree with all that. I mean, I don't think there's zombies running out there, but I think the government definitely has some kind of UFO information. But this is where it gets crazy. He says, it is, however, likely that our government has created a biochemical weapon that can induce zombie-like behaviors in humans and therefore assist in a mass murder event to promote global depopulation without taking the blame. This is what this guy posted on his website. He's running for governor, or no, senator of Nevada in 2014. Governor. I'm sorry, governor. Yes.
Can
you believe that? Yeah.
That is absolutely wild. This is like out of a scene of a movie. You know, The Walking Dead. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now here's this guy going on the record as a potential, you know, political candidate saying that it is likely that the federal government has a secret bioweapon that is intended for depopulation purposes.
Holy smokes. Well, John, you really are on top of things. You can find his writings at his website, AOTMR.com. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got that right. And AOTMR/free-books. I have all sorts of free books available, audiobooks, ebooks, and you could browse that through the AOTMR website.
All right, that's
well.
John, our executive producer of the Bob Tuscan Show. He's a epic writer. And you're definitely going to stay up to date with all of his articles, as well as the free ebooks that he just mentioned. AOTMR.com. Thanks, John.
Yeah, take care.
All right, you too, buddy. We'll talk later. All right, now I'm going to get to that interview as promised. Here it is. We've been covering the HIV issue for some time now. And, well, nothing surprises me from the HIV industry, the HIV mafia. But at the end of the day, what's going on right now with Lindsay Nagel and her baby Rico is absolutely atrocious. It's beyond words. It's one of the most sick, evil stories that I have seen in a long while. And believe me, folks, I've seen it all, especially in regards to the HIV issue. Joining us now is Steve Nagel. He's the grandfather of baby Rico and Lindsay's dad, and he's been dealing with this on a personal level for many, many years now, starting with Lindsay's adoption from Romania in 1990. Steve, thanks again for coming on. I know this is very tough to talk about and must be very tiresome to continue to reiterate on all these different shows that you've been doing. But at the very least, it's encouraging to see some of the media is getting the word out on this story. Let's start with Lindsay's adoption kind of as a prerequisite here to set up the current situation of your grandson. You adopted her in 1990. She was tested in Romania. She was fine. And then she came here and was tested again. What happened then?
We'll get to that on the other side of this quick break. It's Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller, who will be back tomorrow. Stand by. You're not going to want to miss this story.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Pat Miller, we were talking about Lindsay Nagel, a little girl who was adopted from Romania. And I'll get to that story. Wait until you hear what Child Protection Custody Services are doing to this family. Steve, tell us about your experience with your daughter, now subsequently your grandson.
Well, thanks for having me on, Bob. We adopted Lindsay. She got back here. She'd actually tested negative in Romania. When they do international adoptions, they just run a battery of tests on these children. And they did the same with Lindsay, and the test came back positive, that she was positive for HIV. So at that time, we were passed off to an expert or infectious disease doctor at Children's Hospital, and that doctor at that time, the drug AZT had not been tested on children, so she was the only doctor in Minnesota that was able to treat, or she oversaw the protocol to treat children with HIV on the drug AZT. So Lindsay was immediately started on AZT, and when we got the prescription, we ran down to the pharmacy and actually sat on the floor of the pharmacy to give her first dose, because we wanted to give her as much of a life as we could. At that time, the doctor said she had probably about a 20% chance that she would make it to age two. And we would also spend most of the time in the hospital. She said we'd probably have 6 good months. Then after that, it would be downhill and 20% by 2 years of age. So we put Lindsay on the drug. Lindsay was completely healthy when we got her back here to the United States. So we put a healthy kid on the treatment. She had a lot of problems eating. She didn't want to take the bottle. As she got older, she didn't want to eat. She was really tough to handle at the table. And her growth chart, which she had, we had been tracking, the doctors had been tracking her on a growth chart, her growth started to level out. And, it separated away from from normal and started to flatten out, both on weight and on height. And, Lindsay, as time progressed, Lindsay started losing a lot of her muscle tone. She would wake up nights screaming and holding her knees and her legs. And we just saw a continual decline in Lindsay's health, which the doctors were at that time were saying, well, this is the result of the HIV and she's progressing into AIDS. Well, we didn't, we had a lot of questions about the treatment at that time, and my father-in-law saw an article in the National Review on Peter Duisberg, who was doing a lot of research on HIV, AIDS, and the treatments. So we wrote to Peter Duisberg and asked him, what his thoughts were on, on this treatment. Well, he sent us a letter back right away, and he said, you must take the child off from the AZT immediately or she will die like Kimberly Brigalis. And Kimberly Brigalis was, her and Ryan White were the two people that were probably followed the most. They were young, and both of them, according to the media, had died from AIDS. When you really look back and see how those two specific people died, it really didn't have anything to do with AIDS. It was Kimberly Brigalis, on her last TV interview, was clearly, to me anyway, was poisoned. She was laying on a couch and she was drooling out of the side of her mouth. Well, that doesn't look like anything that I've seen as far as a virus that would cause that type of reaction. But anyway, we took Lindsay off from the drugs immediately. And right away, within a few weeks, she started, right away her leg cramps went away. And within a few weeks, she started to gain weight. And I don't remember how many weeks it was, but within a short period of time, she had recovered 23% of her total body weight. And she was eating good at the table, and she was just kind of a different kid. She wasn't wound up all the time and agitated. And at the time, when we did that, the doctors threatened us at that time that, there were foster homes for children whose parents didn't prescribe to the medication and didn't follow doctor's orders. Luckily, the media stepped in and kind of backed them off, so we didn't have the problem that we have today. At that time, there were 12 children that fit the same category as Lindsay. Lindsay was one of the 12. There's a total of 12 children in Minnesota that supposedly had AIDS, and they were all seen by the same doctor because of this protocol on the AZT. The longest any of the other 11 lived was to be 6 years of age. Lindsay will be 23 in October, and she just had a baby December 19th, and that's kind of where we're at today. So, yeah.
So she's in good health today. You haven't seen any real health issues. In fact, you told me in past talks that we've had she was pretty much healthier than a lot of the other kids in her class over the years. She had a baby recently, healthy pregnancy, right?
Yes, it was full-term baby. Baby was perfectly healthy. They did a lot of blood work on him right when he came, when he was born. They knew from Lindsay's previous record, we kind of got ambushed at the hospital, so they demanded that the baby be tested immediately. And in doing all of this testing, they had done all of the T cells and all of the typical HIV testing that they would do on the blood work, and everything on this baby on December 19th was completely normal.
What happened next?
Well, about 15 minutes after the baby was delivered, we had infectious disease doctors walk in. We had the Mayo Clinic lawyer walk in. We had social workers come in, and they demanded that the baby and Lindsay be tested for HIV, or they would have the child put in protective custody, and Lindsay would be listed as child endangerment.
Child neglect, yeah.
Right. Lindsay refused at the time, and we knew that they had already started proceeding. We don't live in the same county as Mora County, but they had already started on the paperwork in the county that we live in. They had, against HIPAA rules, they had sent all of Lindsay's information over to the county, the baby's information over to the county, and then started threatening us. So with all that at hand, we discussed it, and I told Lindsay, you know, they're going to end up giving this drug to the baby and testing the baby because they're going to get a court order to do that, and then you will have, you know, this on your record that you were, you know, charged with child endangerment. So I called the lawyer back up in Mayo, and I said, you know, we'll go ahead with the testing, but I need you to give me your word that you will, you know, that this situation with Mora County, which is a different county than Mayo Clinic is in, that all of that stops and goes away. And the lawyer gave me his word that he did. So the baby and Lindsay were both in the hospital for about a week, and then the baby continued on in the hospital because he had gotten a little pneumo between his lung and his chest wall. So like a little pocket of air. And, so his lungs couldn't expand to the degree that they needed to. So he was on oxygen for about 3 or 4 days.
Right.
And in that amount of time, it's very essential that when the baby pops out that they start feeding right away.
Sure.
Well, he didn't have that ability because he had a tube put down his throat for oxygen. So he was a little bit awkward with handling breastfeeding, and he didn't bottle feed well at all. So it took while he was in ICU, Lindsay would work on and off with him. And then they would supplement through a nose feed, giving the baby the milk so that he was getting the amount that he needed between breastfeeding and the nose tube.
Yeah, just so I'm clear, Steve, were they forcing the medication at this point already?
Yes.
Okay, so
he was put on medication the first day.
The first day he's born, they're dosing him up with, is it still AZT? From what I understand, they don't use AZT, it's other retroviral drugs.
No, it's still AZT, and then now there's two other drugs that they add with it because it's...
Is Truvada one of them?
No, that's not one of them. I can't think of what the two other ones are. I've tried to stay out of the HIV thing for years, and now I'm tossed back into it.
Well, you have to. AZT, for those of our listeners that don't know, we talked about the side effects that Lindsay suffered. It's a reject chemotherapy drug, a DNA destroyer, if I understand it correctly. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so
it just goes in and indiscriminately kills cells. The doctors won't say that, but that's what it does.
Exactly. All right, so go ahead. Yeah, he's having a hard time feeding. Lindsay finally works with him, and he starts breastfeeding, right?
Right. We've got him going. Then there's another room that Lindsay and Cheryl, my wife, got moved into. It's like a little tiny hotel room so that you're close to the ICU, but that the mother and the baby can start the breastfeeding and doing that as a complete feed so that you get away from the nose tube and the baby's able to go home after you've completed that. So that was about a 5-day process. During that time, we had bought some special bottles that were made for infants that have problems feeding, and we got him going on those. And between the breast and these bottles, he was doing fine. He wasn't taking any supplemental feeding through a nose tube at all. So after 5 days of that, Lindsay got to bring the baby home, and we were home for about 5 days. Lindsay had made, during the time that she had been in there, one of the doctors there said, well, maybe you'd like to see a nutritional doctor. So Lindsay did set up an appointment to see this nutritional doctor. Lindsay had gone up to the cities on a Wednesday, and on a Thursday, the Moore County stepped back in, the county that had the Mayo Clinic lawyer had initially talked to, and they called and demanded to see Lindsay give the baby the drugs, and she only had a half hour to produce the baby. Well, Lindsay and my wife and Lindsay's fiance were north of the Twin Cities at that time, so I called the CPS person, and I said, well, they can't do that. I said, they're north of the Twin Cities. We can't possibly make that time arrangement. So I set up a time with him for the following day, which was 3:00 in the afternoon on a Friday. And he said that was fine. He said, you know, they were upset that they couldn't come see the baby. We didn't even know we were being watched. So at 3:00 on the Friday afternoon, he pulls up, but he comes with the sheriff. And the sheriff walks in the door, and we're expecting to just show them us feeding the baby the drugs. Instead, they don't want to see any of that. There's a 5-page document of which they only presented the back 2 pages of. We've still not seen the top 3 pages of that to this day. They came in, took the baby away from the only food source that baby had, and took off with him. They found out they didn't have any way to feed the baby, so they immediately had to take the baby back to Rochester, to the Mayo Clinic, and check him back in, where they put a nose tube back down on the baby, because Mayo Clinic had no way to feed the baby, because he was 90% of his food came from the breast. So that brings us up to about, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. They put the child in protective custody, so for 72 hours we didn't even know he was back in the hospital. We had no idea where he was, who had him. The county wouldn't talk to us. Sheriff wouldn't talk to us. We didn't know he was back in Mayo Clinic. So after 72 hours, then we have a hearing. We find out that Rico's back in the hospital. The mother and father, Lindsay and John, are the only ones that are able to go see him. Well, during the 72 hours, this kid had had numerous MRIs. He had had numerous x-rays. He had had swallow tests. So all of this stuff had been okayed by the county, because now the child is in the county's custody. So they just blindly signed off on all of this stuff. Within the first few days, he was already maxed out on radiation from all of the x-rays. They still were giving him x-rays yesterday, because now they say, well, the benefit outweighs the risk. I don't know how they determined that, but they didn't like the situation with the nose, with feeding through the nose, because he would pull the tube out just waving his arms around, and every time the tube has to go back in, it has to be x-rayed, so they make sure that the tube ends up in the stomach where it needs to be. So the kid has had a ton of radiation off from all of these x-rays. Then they decided to put a G-tube in, which is a tube that goes into the side of the stomach so that they can feed him his drugs and his food through his stomach. The kid hasn't had anything go down his throat now for probably almost 2 months. He just sucks on a pacifier. That's all he does. The first G-tube that they put it in incorrectly, and it leaked on both sides.
This is just one mistake after the other. Torture is what's happening. We'll take a quick break, and we'll finish tonight's show off on the other side.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Up with Steve Nagel, Rico Nagel's grandfather. The website saverico.com. What's going to happen here, Steve? What's going to be the end result?
I don't know if he's going to make it. It's a very grim situation right now. I was over with him today. He's in a very fragile situation right now. A very fragile condition.
That being said, I think that's the gist of the story here. I don't want to dwell too much on the gory details. It's just, I mean, this is disgusting, folks. Absolutely pitiful. What can people do to help? At the end of the day, you know, we could sit here and be depressed, which I am, and angry and upset, but we need to channel that and try to help and try to save Rico, as the website suggests, saverico.com. Steve, what are you asking for people to do to try to help?
Right now, the best thing that people can do, we live in a rural area. Moore County is very rural here. There's not a lot of people that live here. The county seat, which is Austin, and that's where all the judges and everybody around here lives and works out of. If you go to saverico.com, there's a tab on there that you can click that says, "What can I do?" If you click on that tab, it will drop down, I think it's probably about 6 or 7 names, and these are politicians, these are elected officials here in this county that you can contact with either an email or a letter. I don't know if phone numbers are in there, but it's very intimidating to these people that other people are actually able to see what's going on here. This has never happened in this county before. We had to fight on April 1st and 2nd, we have our final trial to see whether the county continues custody of this child or whether the county gets backed out of here. So if people can just send off a quick email, that would help us out a lot and let people know, or let these politicians know that people are watching.
And the media has had some pressure on them to cover it. You have a news story coming out tomorrow night, which I look forward to seeing. Hopefully they'll get the word out. I personally have called, Steve. I did not get a call back from Child Protection Services. And isn't it ironic they go by Child Protection Services? In this case, it's more like Child Torture Services. Absolutely sick. So, folks, again, saverico.com. What can I do? I see the Maurer County Commissioners are on there. You have your state senator on there. I don't see the judges on there, but I'm sure you can look those up. There's State Representative Gene Pope. I mean, folks, call. Pick up the phone. Send letters, you know, emails. I guess nobody snail mails anymore. But the bottom line is do something about this. If you're in the area, show up at the Maurer County Courthouse April 1st and 2nd. That's when your next hearing is scheduled in, about a month. What do you hope takes place at that hearing, Steve?
Well, obviously, I hope that they cut the county out and say that, this is an unjust case. The problem with that theory is that we're going to be presenting the same information to the same judge.
Well, he's corrupt, absolutely corrupt. Steve, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, all of our love. Folks, that does it for me tonight. Stay tuned. I'll be back at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Love you.
Take America home.